Hello, welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry A. It's been a little while. We didn't meet in December, and I feel like I've just missed this part of my life. And I've just gotten back from a 9-day trip to Florida with a girlfriend, kind of a girl trip. We went to a wedding, and then we went down to the Keys where a friend of hers from her college days lives, and they have a house there, a condo there on the bay, and they also have a house in Texas. So we went down and stayed with them for 4 or 5 days and got to go out and just be in the bliss of South Florida. With it's 80 degrees, a light breeze, balmy weather. I had so much fun, ate wonderful seafood. So now I'm back again, got in late last night, and actually I thought of what I was going to talk about while I was down there. It just sort of came to me through a life experience. And I want to begin with setting a little bit of the stage so you can see how the synchronicity worked in the latter part of what I'm going to say today. My friend looked at me and said, you know, you ought to text your grandson and tell him you're going to get that you and I are going to get a tattoos on our ankle, and we wanted to know what kind of a fish you would recommend since we're in Florida. And he loves to fish and knows all the fish, and he immediately typed back, a male rooster fish or a lion fish. And we looked them up, and they're very colorful, kind of big and flamboyant. It would take more than my ankle to put it on there. And actually, I've never planned on getting a tattoo, but we just thought it'd be fun to see what he would think of. Well, he mentioned it to his dad. His dad texted me and said, use a snook. And then they went to Jack's basketball game, and his mother and dad, they're divorced, but they're friends, and they were sitting together. And she said, your mom's going to get a tattoo. And she said, what? And she texted me and she said, why did you ask Sean about a tattoo? Why didn't you ask me? And she was kind of upset that I had gone to Sean, and I had explained, no, I texted Jack. Jack told Sean, Sean told you. That's the way the story went. So we just kind of let him on and teased him a little bit like we were going to get a tattoo. The next day we went out to eat, and just as we finished eating, Yvonne said, Perry, look behind you what just came in. And there were a whole table full of bikers. Now, one of my son-in-laws is, as Mary calls it, I've borrowed that term, one of my son-in-laws has a Harley, and he's a biker fan, and he likes to get a Harley shirt from everywhere he's been. So we turned around, and here were the Harley guys. We hadn't found a Harley shop there. So we walked over and got our picture made with these great big old hunks, and here a little bitty us waving in between them. And we laughed and visited with them and had a good time. So now this tattoo thing just kept going on back and forth. And remember that as I go through the lesson today. Our talk today is about, it's not really a lesson, it's every person and all the events of your life have a gift for you. Are you aware of that? Every person and all the events of your life have a gift in it. Sometimes it's what to do, sometimes it's what not to do. But one day I was sitting in a restaurant in Elgin, Texas, and I looked over and this older man was sitting there. His large, gnarled hands resembled the knobby roots of an old cypress tree. Two crooked fingers pinched the corners of a dollar bill standing it upright between the suddenly dwarfed salt and pepper shakers. He toyed with it, pushing it back and forth in a slow, sawing motion between sips of his coffee. The once large frame was stooped with signs of age. Large, old-fashioned hearing aids protruded from each ear with a wire leading down the front of his shirt. Everything about him exuded old. As he toyed with the dollar bill, I overheard one of the waitresses instructing the other, "Be sure and keep his coffee cup full. If you don't, he'll take that dollar bill away." As I watched the scenario before me from the booth behind the old man, I smiled to myself as I recognized his wisdom. He definitely knew how to open people's awareness levels and get their attention and encourage them to give more, all without saying a single word, a true motivator. I wondered what he had done in his active years. Well, I didn't have to wait long for my answer. He pushed his large frame slowly from the booth and paused for a moment as if waiting for his joints to reconnect. He turned, acknowledged me with a nod and a smile and a brief hello, and then he began to talking as if we had been visiting all day. "Daryl said," he directed his thoughts verbally toward me in a deep, gravelly voice, "not to spend time with that walk-on." Anyone who lives in Texas automatically knows of the legendary coach of the University of Texas Longhorns, Daryl Royal. "Well, I did," he continued, "and we won the championship that year with that walk-on making the big difference." 1962, he continued, describing plays as vividly as if they were yesterday. Suddenly he shifted mid-thought, and the story ended as abruptly as it had begun. He nodded a final good morning and went to pay his bill. As I was leaving, I saw him at the other end of the cafe talking to some unsuspecting strangers, and I heard him begin, "Daryl told me not to," and I wondered how many times a day he told that story from the past, reliving his contribution to the great Texas Longhorns and lost in the past. I sent a silent prayer up. "Dear God, may I always have purpose in my life and find ways to be of service all my days. Amen." As I passed judgment on the old man, I realized, as if by some divine intervention of thought, he still had the magic touch by motivating the world around him. I saw the waitress pocket her dollar bill and smile triumphantly as if she had made the winning touchdown. She would be watching coffee cups all week, eager to keep them full. The making of another champion by Pop Simmons in the city of Cafe of Elgin, Texas. Lost in the past. Maybe, maybe not. Thank you, God, for showing me another way to see your son, Pop Simmons. May I continue to see others through your eyes. To see with unconditional love and appreciation for each person's journey, without my judgments and thoughts about how they should be for me. Keep me free of thoughts that separate and judge. Thanks, God, for giving me Pop Simmons as a teacher in my life today. Amen. I wonder what other teachers are walking around me today. The day has just begun. Could it be that every person and all the events of my life have a gift for me? I wonder. Well, I've been wondering that thought for many, many years, and I love meeting people. And one of the joys of being in the clay business is meeting and talking to people and making friends millions of miles away, though it seems. I made dear friends in Connecticut, New York, all across the globe, just talking to them and sharing things, and then we email and made some dear friends that today are still very close to me. But I find unlikely teachers in unlikely places, and if you're aware of it, you will notice throughout your day the many blessings that are there. Okay, I told you about our trip to Florida. Well, one day there we went to the flea market in Key West, and we browsed the different booths in search of treasures and gifts for friends back home. While taking time out at the food booth, we noticed and commented on the dress of an older hippie-looking couple across the way. Yes, we were being humanly judgmental. He looked like an old biker with a sleeveless denim jacket, bald with a white mustache and a goatee and dark glasses. He had no tattoos that I could see. They looked to be in their early 60s, the age when things are just beginning to start to change, when we notice a few wrinkles, the hair colored speckled with gray, and like it or not, the aging process slowly begins. His lady friend was a petite little thing and still had her long, slender legs covered in gray leotards. She wore white short shorts. She had a purple spaghetti strap tank top, exposing her upper chest, a little cleavage, her shoulders and arms. She had a small jelly roll, but well-preserved, a forever young, playful, smiling eyes. She had a brightly colored rose tattoo slightly above her left breast, peeking out above her top. One arm from the wrist to the upper arm was covered in a once elegant tattoo of flowers, vines, and a beautiful lady goddess head, with long swirling blonde hair. There was a small castle at the top, and you could see that there was a story related to it. In fact, there was a sweet story with each tattoo. She had short gray bobbed hair with a lime green silky sparkly do-rag with some large circles on it like the eye of a peacock's feather around her head, and turquoise and silver jewelry. There were other tattoos on her shoulder and back. They were affectionately sitting together eating their lunch, looking like they may have just ridden up on a Harley. She had a sweet smile and a mysticism about her that intrigued me. As my friends went back to shopping, I finally gave in and walked over and introduced myself and asked if I could take their picture. Well, they asked for a copy of the picture, so we exchanged information and began to chat. They lived in Connecticut and come down to Florida in their RV during the winter. Catherine is a Reiki master. She grows healing herbs and can see auras that tell things about people's blocks in their life. I would describe her as a spiritual fairy spreading goodwill and joy. Well, it was the highlight of my trip. I wish I could have spent more time with them. Who knows, maybe one day she'll join me on a teleseminar. I have their picture, and I've posted it with the article to be in the archives. So if you want to see this delightful fairy-like couple, they look so in love and been together for years. And just happy, and she's proud of her tattoos, even though they're sagging and fading a little bit. She's had them a long time. And she's just has this vibrant, smiling eyes that just twinkle. Every person and all the events of your life have a gift for you. Life teachers are all around, yet we often blindly pass them by, missing the gifts. Lord, open my eyes and my heart so I may see the goodness and gifts in all people. Some are there for a reason, a season, a moment, or a lifetime. Some to motivate, some to agitate and stimulate action. Some to show contrast and some to show light. But all of them are there for your highest good, and it takes a little exploration to find the gifts. So who have you had in your life that has been a teacher that when you first met them you had judgments and thoughts about, but once you get to know them on a deeper level, exploring them, you find that they're just like you, only they have different taste maybe and different things. I thought it was synchronicity that here we'd been talking about tattoos all week, and I saw this lady, and here was my good out. I could tell my daughter, tattoos don't look good on older people when their skin starts fading. Actually, her tattoo was very, very old, and the colors had started fading. When they first started doing tattoos, the colors weren't as strong as they are today, and she was talking about having it redone. Now, I thought of the pain of that needle and redoing that, and I thought she must love them, and each one had a story. The rose on her chest had been a tiny flower, and it had begun to fade, so Richard had treated her to a rose to put over her heart, her boyfriend. And I thought that was so sweet. And she had tattoos on her other arm, and she wasn't bashful about any of it. She wasn't trying to be anything but herself, and she just, when you see her eyes, they're just twinkling and smiling and so inviting. you just want to go up and hug her. And I find people all around me all the time, the ones that I judge. I remember one day I was in downtown Houston, and I had gone to a leather shop that was kind of in South Main Street and not in the best part of town. And as I came back to get in my Suburban, here was this painted lady of the night who had just gotten up evidently and was on her way back home. But she was using the side mirror on my car, the large one, on it was an SUV, to put her makeup on. And she was squatting down doing that, and she had a little rag around her hair, and she looked like she'd been up all night doing her thing. And I thought, you know, I would love to interview her. I would just have loved to have gone up and said, can we talk for a minute? Can I buy you a cup of coffee? And I let it go. I wonder, how did she get here? How did she get to this? And does she enjoy it? What's the rewards? I had so many questions I wanted to ask and never did. But I have that wondering, curious mind about people. And our hostess for the weekend, Ron was a CPA. I mean, Jess was a CPA. And he had a great business mind and a knack for finding investments and doing very well with them. But it fascinated me watching him talk. He has lots of storage units he's bought in different parts of the world, some in Florida and some in Texas. But he has a staff that manages everything, and he can go down and go on his boat and be gone for a while. They call and check in with him. And I watch the wisdom as he advises them and what he says to them and how he empowers them to make the decision. And he'll thank them for checking in, but he said, well, that's okay. What would you do about it? And he just asks questions so they find their own answers. He's really a teacher and a teacher to all of us. It was wonderful being around him. And his wife, Ronnie, just the sweetest thing in the world. It was like her whole intention was to bring us joy through our stay there. Anything we wanted to do, she was there to take us and was just such a wonderful hostess. And we had such a marvelous time. So I'm feeling very blessed today. And I want to pass that on and share that with you, that you may be more aware of every person in your life. And those you tend to judge, just pause a minute and think, how did they get where they got? What happened in their lifetime to lead them down that road? Life is full of mysteries, and they're right before our eyes. And remember that every person has a gift for you. Sometimes it motivates you. Sometimes it helps you change direction and decide what you do and don't want in life. And sometimes it's just for a moment, maybe a moment of joy, a moment of shared laughter. I was so blessed on this trip with people who helped us carry our luggage. Here are these two little gray-haired ladies with these two roller bags going through airports, and people would take our luggage for us and put them in the overhead bins and roll them for us. And we took a boat cruise from Fort Myers Beach down to the Keys to see where Jess and Ronnie live. So it was called a ferry. So we rode on this ferry. It's about a three and a half hour ride. It was very nice. We met a couple there. Seems like everybody in Florida is from up the northeast, and they come down in the wintertime to get out of the cold. And so on our trip down, we met a delightful couple and had fun chatting with them and visiting with them. But the whole experience was just full of sweet rewards all along the way. And there wasn't a moment that someone didn't offer to help us. We were so blessed by that. The bikers at the bar got up, or at the restaurant, gathered around, and we had four or five of these big, hunkish guys with their leather jacket on, standing there, and here we were, these little gray-haired people in the middle of them, just grinning like a cheesecake model. But it was fun. They enjoyed doing it, and we loved it. We all laughed about it. So life is good, and it's waiting for you. I'm hoping today you will go out and grab some of that goodness and look at people differently in life, wondering, ask yourself, what gift does this person have for me today? So those are my thoughts for today, and I'm going to see if anybody has any questions about this, if they wanted to leave a Q&A on this this segment of Live Well Lifestyle. Most people don't ask questions, or you may come to me later with a private question, something you're having trouble with and you don't want to discuss in public for anyone. There are just a few callers today. I hope I haven't lost people by not being there in December. It was so close to Christmas and Thanksgiving, and times were so busy that we skipped that one. And here we are in January of 2017. And I didn't want to do a program on goal setting and things like that. I goal set every day with an intention. And my intention on that trip was to have a wonderful time and meet some great people, and I did. I think my hostess's intention, her intention was to be sure and take us to see all the things we wanted to see and just make sure we had a wonderful time. She really spoiled us royally. And we just, you know, at our age, we're not going to go out water skiing or anything or riding the Harleys. But we love shopping, and she took us to some neat places and thrift shops. And we got a lot of gifts to bring back home to our kids and our friends and our families. So that was so much fun. And just sitting on their balcony, looking at the palm trees and the bay, there you can see the boat from their second-story balcony. It was just so relaxing and peaceful. Had I been at home, I'd have been on my computer or working or doing something. But to be away from your computer and from communication for just a few days and just sit and breathe and look at the pelicans and the birds flying around and the scenery. And they have, where we have hedges, they have trees. They have a cactus tree that was as tall as the second floor on their house. And it had big branches on it. The main stem was like a tree. I've never seen a cactus tree before. And, of course, bougainvillea bushes that would climb up the wall. And ours stay in little pots here and don't get very big. So it was a wonderful trip to see how other people enjoy life every now and then, take a trip just to meet somebody and do something fun. Well, our time is just about up, and I'm going to see if anybody wants to ask a question. If you press star 2 on your phone, I will acknowledge you. But if not, I'll go one more time and check the questions. No questions today, so I guess it was good. Wishing you a wonderful week, a better new year, and looking for the gifts in every moment, every day of your life. They're there for you. Recognize them. At night I go to bed and I'm so overwhelmed with all the wonderful people that we met on our trip. And the people that helped us through airports and helped us downstairs. And my friend has a cane, and so we needed a little help along the way. So, you know, it's so gratifying to know that people care about you and are helping you, and it's just a blessing. And I go to bed overwhelmed and almost in tears for the gratitude and the joy of the people we are with. So, well, our time is about up, and so I am going to sign off and wish you a wonderful beginning to 2017. Have an intention for everything that you do, and be sure and put joy and fun and play in it. We don't do enough of those things. This is Perrier signing out.